Mark, chapter 1. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Even as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Look, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Make ready the way of Yahweh, make his paths straight." John the Baptist came in the wilderness and was preaching a baptism of repentance to remission of sins. And all the country of Judea, and all those of Jerusalem went out to him, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and had a leather loincloth about his loins, and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "There comes after me he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I baptized you in water, but he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." And it came to pass in those days, that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens rent apart, and the Spirit as a dove descending on him. And a voice came out of the heavens, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." And right away the Spirit drives him forth into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days tried by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels were serving him. Now after John was delivered up, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand, repent, and believe in the good news." And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew the brother of Simon casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And immediately they left the nets, and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who also were in the boat preparing the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired workers, and went after him. And they go into Capernaum, and right away on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as having authority, and not as the scribes. And right away there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "What do we have to do with you, Jesus you Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know you who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold your peace, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, tearing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching. With authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And the report of him went out right away everywhere into all the region around Galilee, and right away, when they had come out of the synagogue, they came into the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. Now Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and right away they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand, and raised her up, and the fever left her, and she served them. And at evening, when the sun set, they brought to him all who were sick, and those who were possessed with demons. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with diverse diseases, and cast out many demons, and he didn't allow the demons to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, a great while before day, he rose up and went out, and departed into a desert place, and there prayed. And Simon and those who were with him followed after him. And they found him, and say to him, "All are seeking you." And he says to them, "Let us go elsewhere into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for to this end I came forth." And he went into their synagogues throughout all Galilee, preaching and casting out demons. And there comes to him a leper, imploring him, and kneeling down, and saying to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." And being moved with compassion, he stretched forth his hand, and touched him, and says to him, "I will, be made clean." And immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was made clean. And he strictly charged him, and immediately sent him out. And says to him, "See that you say nothing to any man, but go show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing the things which Moses commanded, for a testimony to them." But he went out, and began to publish it much, and to spread abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into a city, but was outside in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter.